And I've been working with this ish, I mean, all this for years, in transformation. It used to be that I just couldn't, would go to the emergency all the time because I couldn't breathe. I mean, it was life-threatening in the past. It's not to that degree right now, but it's sneaking up again to get healed.
Okay, because right now in your life, you've gone through some tremendous growth and change. And now you're resetting and recalibrating and looking at your future.
Yes.
And as you're looking at your future, you're tapping back into the self you were in adolescence, at puberty. See, at puberty, you look at your future and you see whether you're going to have a chance or not. Really, at that time, if you can push yourself, you can, and if you feel that you have some resources, you can think you're going to have a great future. Otherwise, you're hoping and pining that somehow or another, somebody's going to come rescue you, or somehow or another, you'll find a safe, secure route so that you can live modestly, but somehow or another, have a good future, nevertheless. And there's always some kind of obstacle. If I could just get away from these people, these parents, out of this house, if I can get da-da-da, da-da-da, if, then... Well, the then came, and here you are, and you're looking now at your future again.
Yes.
It's like another adolescence in a way, but this is a spiritual one. This is time for you to look at, where can you go now? What are your resources? And if you have fear now, oh my, what's going to happen to me in the future? I don't have the resources. I don't have the capacity. I don't have my physical body capacity. I don't have enough money. I don't have all these things that I thought I needed. What am I going to do about my future? And it goes, takes you right back there to the adolescent energies that need to be released.
The last several days, yeah.
Right, they need to be released now. You know, look at your fears and concerns about your future that you have right now. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? It's pretty, you've got some stuff to deal with there.
Yeah, until the last several days, it wasn't coming up like this, you know.
It's on the board. It's on the table to be dealt with. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you went through a whole bunch of growth and you got rid of some other stuff.
Yes.
But this is your limitation. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get rid of that. So we're going to do that in our meditation. We will get rid of that. Now, all of you have some of this, right? You all hear that? You all understand that when you go to a new level of your life, when you go to a whole new dimension of life, what's the first thing that's going to happen is old crap from the past. And you say, well, darn, I thought I was getting somewhere. Yes, you are. Because when that crap shows up in the past, it's your loving, supportive reality telling you, this is something that must be healed first. Because this is in your way. This is going to keep you from having a beautiful future. You gotta deal with it now. You've lived according to, or fought according to, other people's rules in the past. And here is a time where you must live according to your own rules now. You cannot make adjustments to society the way you used to. You cannot make adjustments in relationships the way you used to. You cannot make adjustments in your work the way you used to.
Right.
Now, we're not talking about external behaviors. We're talking about internal power. Okay, you cannot give your power away any longer.
No.
Your future calls. And it's a glorious and grand, beautiful call because it comes from your soul. And it is enlivened by spirit. You have a very strong spirit, dear one. If you had not, you would have been sick and died of cancer at the age of 32 or 3. You would have died early, real early.
That's what it feels like, yeah.
Maybe even earlier. Because life wouldn't have been worth it. But you had some kind of dream that you've got to be you, regardless of what it takes. And by golly, you're still here and kicking.
I sure am.
Especially with releasing some of the pain of the past few months, you're definitely starting to do some more kicking. All right? Yeah. So it's time for you to make that the sleep, and we'll do that in the meditation at the end. All right? Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Who else?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I recently went through a... thank you for everything you just said. It was very meaningful.
You're welcome.
I recently had a hip replacement surgery, and I'm wondering... there's still a lot of pain, a lot, but it's getting a little bit less. But I'm wondering on finer frequencies if I've disturbed something that needs to be put back in balance. If the pain is beyond the physical, I guess that's what I'm asking. And the other thing is that when I asked you about this a long time ago, it was unclear at the time where the pain was coming from before the surgery. Some doctors said the spine, somebody said the hip, somebody said this, somebody said that. And you mentioned about anger. So I worked on all the anger issues that I could think of. And after that, I got to the point where I thought it really wasn't anger. It was fear and trauma. And and in particular, physical trauma from past life and emotional trauma from this life that created pelvic instability. And so I'm asking about that, too.
All right. And so which hip is it?
Right hip.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that looks... pretty compressed in there.
Well, it's not my hip anymore.
That's right. There's something else in there. Some
I'm a bionic woman now.
You're the bionic woman, yes. All right. Well, from what we can see, we would say that the surgery was actually successful.
Yes.
And a good job was done. And that the hip is working appropriately. However, the pelvic imbalance and dysfunction is old, and it is still there to some extent. Now, what we would like to suggest here is that your rebel personality was stubborn, okay? There's all different ways to express the rebel. We're not saying that you're stubborn now. You may have little residues of it. But you had a lot of stubbornness in your rebellion. And this goes into the hips. But what you did more than even that is that by torquing your hips, everybody gets into hip rotation pretty much. It's only that when it's really intense, when it's really twisted, that it causes a lot of problems. What we would see is that this has to do, yes, it has to do with trauma. It has to do with emotional trauma that has to do with your sexuality, your gender, your being a woman, being in a relationship, functioning as a woman, being treated as a woman. There's a whole thing about that that's going on in there. Does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And that's old. You know, it's not like you have to deal with that particularly now, but this is from adolescence and early 20s, from about, 12 to about 23, that whole stretch, right? And so with some instances after that, but the trauma is that you had to somehow or another shut down your passion. You're aware of that?
Yes.
Okay. When you shut your passion down, where does that energy go? Shutting it down means you holding it in. You're not letting it flow. You're not letting it move. You're not letting your kundalini go. You're not letting yourself express, right? So we'd say that starting in your adolescence, you began by pulling that back, pulling back, pulling back, pulling back, pulling back, because the expression of your sexuality, your sensuality, your passion. And this is passion about anything that, you know, passion about a book you read or a movie you saw or whatever it is, whatever your passion was at the time. That all got shut down. And you went into a resistance mode and you locked it in, all right? So even if you have a, and of course that's a great deal of what created the imbalance, which created the need for the hip replacement in the first place. Your sacrum is twisted, your coccyx is twisted.
Not physically, maybe energetically.
Yes, energetically. But we also see some twist in the physical as well.
Doesn't show in the MRI.
No, it probably wouldn't. Well, we have to say one thing. Doctors don't really pay too much attention to the sacrum and the coccyx. They really don't know what's going there because they make assumptions and they forget it. Mm-hmm. Right? If you have a coccyx that's out of position, to them it shows as normal. Mm-hmm. No problem. But for you, you can have all sorts of problems. You can have chronic constipation or a tendency towards diarrhea. You can have you can have compressed nerves down your legs. You can have difficulty even with a whole brain function. You can be sluggish. You can have no energy. All these things can come from the coccyx just being moved just a little bit this way. And according to doctors, normal range can be here or here or here or here or here. They have no clue. Mm-hmm. They don't think in those terms. Also, the sacrum is formed of several bones, like 5 vertebrae.
Right.
All right? And they are supposedly fused. Okay? So since they're supposedly fused, there's nothing one can do with the sacrum, so let's not pay any attention to the sacrum anyway. If it's there, if it exists, oh good, it's fine. Yes, sacrums exist, but what if those vertebrae are twisted? What if the sacrum has a little bit of a twist? It's so common that they think it's normal.
I've asked about it many, many times.
Right, because you feel pain there. You feel tension there.
Because things shift from side to side, I thought it was. Pain shifts from side to side. So I thought it had to do with the sacrum.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. It does. When your sacrum is too movable,
mobile,
mm-hmm. then what it does is that it will bang up against one hip, then bang up against the other one, and that's called the SI joints. Right.
Right.
And these will trigger all sorts of pain responses in the nerves that are on the inside of the sacrum. And so all these nerves will create pain over here, then the pain will come over here, then the pain will come down there, then the pain will go up there. Right? So we would suggest that what you want to release here is to release all the inhibitions, all the limitations, all the sense of powerlessness, all the sense of restriction that you've had in your whole life to your passion. To your sexuality, to your full expression as a powerful, dynamic, spiritual being, as a woman. All right? So when we do our meditation, that's what we suggest that you work with. Now, anybody else who has any problems that are related into the hip area, into the second chakra area, into the root chakra area, into those lower 3 chakras, to the even solar plexus chakra.
Can this be helped by working with the finer frequencies, or it must be done on the emotional level?
It's got to be done on the gut level
emotion. On the gut level.
It's got to come out of your body. Mm-hmm. If you work on the higher levels, that's fine. You'll get great understanding. Mm-hmm. You'll figure all sorts of things out. The one who channels us was really good at that. She went totally intellectual and analytical and so on. But did it help her heal her body? No. It gave her understanding about it. Mm-hmm. But it didn't release it. The stuff is in your cells. It's stuck in there. There's depression in there, too.
I would just say one more thing, that the repression and the resistance had to do with safety that you've talked about. It was very dangerous for me to express anything.
Oh, absolutely. That was that particular danger kept making the walls of your prison creep in closer and closer and closer to you. And so one of the reasons that you feel inclined in your spiritual path to really go into the higher vibrations, and dear one, you know how to go up there, all right, is that initially your spiritual path enabled you to escape from this crazy stuff. And a lot of people find that's true, but the stuff that's stuck, the trauma that's stuck in the body, that's in there and twisted down in there and jammed down in there and slammed down there and locked in there and the keys thrown away. Oh, well, okay, let's go into meditation. And they can have phenomenal meditations. And you can go on high levels. You have high level access if you want. But it's your low level that didn't get finished. And so it's got to be kind of gut level. It's going to be in your senses. It's going to be the passion has to come through. And this will reawaken hormonal flow for you. All right.
I'm an acupuncturist, and one form of acupuncture is called esoteric acupuncture. And he works on the chakras, but through the finer frequencies. And I was considering doing that, but you're saying that that's not particularly relevant right now.
That can help, but we would recommend that first you get it out of your body.
Out of your gut.
And then when you do that, that will recalibrate beautifully.
Okay, thank you.
So it's helpful. It's really helpful, but it's a recalibration. And yes, you will want to have a recalibration so that you're aligned better on the energetic. All right. Oh, my. Look at the time already.
You want me to give this to someone?
You're going to give it back to Daniel. We do want to have the time to do this work with you. Now, we know that others of you who wanted to ask questions also have some of these issues. Yes?
Yes.
All right. There's a lot of healing that needs to be done today. All right. So we want to have adequate time to do that. If you had a question about your body, about power, about old emotions, about anything where you did not feel fully in your power and in your juice, this meditation is for you. And it can do a lot of change for your physical body if you will let it. So let yourself get comfortable. Whatever works for you. And if you get real comfortable, like on the floor or something, just get yourself in a position where you don't fall asleep. All right? Because this is an active process. And also, if you fall asleep, you might snore, and that would be a good excuse for somebody else to not have a successful meditation. And also, during the meditation, please, if you don't want to meditate with the others, it's just fine. If you want to do your own thing, that's fine, but be quiet, please, so that the others can do what they need to do. With that said, close your eyes and let yourself begin to drift. Let yourself go to whatever your center place is, to go quiet within you. As you close your eyes, it's like a curtain gets pulled, a curtain of privacy as you go within. Let yourself be as relaxed and as comfortable as you can be. Let your body know this is only going to last a short while. And then it can talk again. let yourself go deeper now into relaxation. And we're going to start out now in this meditative process. If you will please get settled. Let yourself get quiet now. And let your quietness spread to let everyone else be quiet. Let your environment be quiet. Let the outside, your neighborhood, be quiet. Let there be a bubble of peace and quiet around your whole neighborhood, extending for half a mile in every direction or more, above, below. And any noises that do come in your environment, any noises that you hear in your environment, just let them disappear into nothing. Let them be of no concern to you. Let your bubble of quietness, very important, let your quietness expand to cover your whole neighborhood. Be quiet. In your past, you have thrown your power away. It came by necessity as a child. Your adolescent self began to realize the power of others. The power of others to hurt, to harm, to control, to limit. And not knowing what to do, gave your power to them too. Made them your reference point, what you had to live around and about. As you went in your 20s, you thought, now is my time, now I will be the powerful one, only to find that your whole society, with its rules and regs, with family, with marriage, with jobs, with all the adult things and keeping track of your accounts and keeping the payments up on your housing and your vehicle, on that somehow or another there still wasn't this feeling that you could be completely and totally powerful, free. Your reality didn't seem so safe. Along the way, you experienced tremendous emotional resistance. Your rebellion, anger and fear, powerless rage, frozen sometimes in terror, frozen sometimes in brittle rage, unable to express, held back by the rules and regulations of your culture, the mores, your religion, your laws, your family, the needs and demands of others. Postponing your power, thinking, well, maybe later I'll be powerful. And in the meantime, all during this time, those traumatic instances where the wall suddenly appeared in front of you and you slammed into it. The wall of power. The wall where your power ended. where others were powerful, where you had to adjust, you had to accommodate, you had to change. That trauma, you took it as a learning. I must retreat, I must hide more, I must withdraw more, I must rebel more. It went into your body. Oh yes, perhaps you had good adrenal glands, perhaps you had good hormone levels from adolescence to protect you. But eventually they couldn't sustain that level. And you began to experience pain, tension, stress started getting to you, emotional imbalance, physical imbalance, physical difficulties, limitations, mental, emotional, physical. You got on your spiritual path somewhere from between childhood and now. And you tried to find the higher way, the way through it, by seeking the love, by seeking the light. Beautiful, there it is. Your body, your reality says, you must deal with this now. You're going to a new level. You're going to a new place. You're opening to a new future, a new paradigm. And that which has held you back, that which you cannot accommodate any longer, must be healed. Must be taken care of. So where do you give your power away now, today? You know where you gave your power away when you were a child. Your parents are guardians. You know where you gave your power away as an adolescent to your social group. You know where you gave your power away as a 20-something, 30-something to social mores, to society, to employers, to families, demanding, needing. Somewhere in there, if you're older than 40, where are you giving your power away today? Are you giving your power away today just because you're not loving yourself, valuing yourself? You're still waiting to see if it's okay, if it's going to be safe for you to do what you want to do? Have you given up doing what you want to do? Say, oh well. Did you shut down so well that you have physical issues? Are you still rebelling? And if so, against whom? Institutions of society? Law, medicine, religion, education? Government. It's time to take your power back. None of that can determine who you are. You must be responsible for you, empowered, free, loving, and allowing yourself to trust who you are, to trust your own truth. So let's begin. In your mind, let's start with a childhood. See your parents. Visualize your parents. Sense them there if you don't do visuals real well. Now, you've probably done a tremendous amount of work here, so we will not take long. See them there, your mother, your father, guardians, older sibs that may have taken care of you, family relatives who may have taken care of you, even your babysitters, when you were a kid. Line them up. Your teachers at school. Your teachers at the religious institution that you may have attended. All those who told you what to do, how to think, how to be, who told you the rules, who gave you your boundaries, your limits to your choices. In your mind now, see that these are energies that surround you. These are energies. They're not people anymore. They're images of these people. There's representative energies of these people that stand around you, that hover about you. And you're going to take some energy back from them because you gave them your energy, your attention, your capacity and ability of choice and action. You gave them the correct judgments or perspectives that you felt you should have on your feelings, on your thoughts, on your ambitions, on your ideas, on your physical movement. And you're going to take all that energy that you gave back to you. So mentally, say to yourself, not out loud, mentally you say to yourself, all right, I am going to take my power now. I gave my power to all of these. Power, return to me. Power, return to me. Mentally only. Say it mentally. Power, return to me. And as you say this, energy, like a haze, like a mist, emerges from all of these figures who stand in front of you and around you. A mist that comes out of them towards you. And you continue to repeat mentally to them, speaking to them, power, return to me. Power, return to me. And this mist comes to you. All this power coming back out of them, all this energy coming from them, coming towards you. A beeline from every one of them. A mist that comes towards you. Let yourself receive it. Let it come into you now. Let it go into your body. Your power. The power you gave away in childhood. Power. Return to me. It is my power. I reclaim it now. Power. Return to me. Now it's coming faster. More. 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 And as it's coming more and more, these figures that stand before you begin to become more elusive, more see-through, more vague. They lose their form, their structure, and they just become little clouds that come to you now. The form's dissolved. Bring it all in. Bring it all in. Power, return to me. Let it just come into you. And now you're going to take 3 inhales. You're going to bring it in. And it's going to come into like that. Right? 3. You suck it in. You're going to suck in this, the rest of the mist into you. Three times. One, two, and three. Your timing. There you go. It's all in you now. Feel yourself expand. Feel your cells tingle. Feel energy in your body everywhere now. Make sure it's everywhere in your body. Let it be balanced in your body. There are places in your body that don't have the same kind of cellular structure. There's congestions, there's impactions, maybe even foreign pieces. But everywhere, let everywhere be drenched, imbued, infused with this energy until your whole body is infused with this energy. And you claim the power of your childhood back for yourself. I now claim and own all the power of my childhood back in me now. This is a gentle process. Now, there were traumas in your childhood, traumas that came from some of these people. And when you took your power back from these people, the structure of the trauma has already begun to dissipate as well. Let it be there. Do not assume that the trauma is still there. It may not go completely. So now what you're going to do is you're going to also say, you know, I gave my power. You say this mentally to yourself. Not as a form of ritual, but as a thought. You think to yourself, I gave my power to all of these. I gave my power to the perpetrators of my traumas. I have taken all the power back, and now these are all powerless images who have no power over me, who have no tie to me, who have no bond on me, who have no call on me. I have no obligation to these, to carry this any longer. So now I will forgive them. I will understand that they did what they did. I'm going to come from a place of greater awareness. As a child, I was angry and hurt. And I'm going to let my higher self go out there and deal with it. They're going to go and shift the energy and recalibrate it for me. And Galexis is going to do that too. So let us do that as you say to them, now mentally. I let you go into my past, into my history. I let my history begin to dissolve. I forgive you because you did whatever was right for you or you thought was best for you. I forgive you. I let you go now. And all that pain and trauma, I ask my guides, my unseen friends, my higher self to assist in cleaning out, releasing. And we're going to be doing some of that for a few seconds. And it's going to get some good stuff that's going to go out your vortex. We'll be silent for a few seconds. Just gather those traumas in your history to the surface. Bring them to the surface. You don't even have to remember them. But just know they're coming to the surface of your consciousness, of your unconscious and subconscious, to the surface. And we will deal with it. Because you're floating in a sky filled with stars. And every star is one who loves you, who supports you, who is here to witness your divinity. And let us work with you. And we're taking it and we're sending it out the vortex now. And now take a little breath in and do an exhale, a nice, big, gentle, long exhale as it goes out the vortex now. Here we go. Very good. Let yourself feel a little lighter. And now, call to be before you all those who limited you in your adolescence. From the end of childhood to age 23. So all of your school years, if you went to college, all of your college years, perhaps your first jobs, but mostly your peer group, your teachers, mostly your those peer group, those friends you wanted to impress, who you wanted to like you, you wanted to belong. Yes, your parents may be in here again. The first boyfriend or girlfriend, the mad crushes, celebrities you may have given, movie stars you may have given your power to with fantasy after fantasy, relationships, immature ones, adolescent ones, sexuality, sensuality. All the limitations that you felt by social rules, restrictions from parents, from friends, from social environment. Feel that prison. See all those people participating. Feel your passion inside you, the passion that came with your hormones, the intensity that came with your hormones. Remember, recollect it. Recollect it. Remember, there were many times you hit walls. You had traumatic experiences there. Shame. You were shamed, you were ridiculed, you were made fun of, you were rejected, you were made alone, you were isolated, separated, abandoned, punished. And all the choices you had to make because your sphere of power was so small to cope with this intensity that you held it in or you blasted it out through your rebellion. You rebelled silently and ran away. Or you acted it out. Or you submitted and hid. Whatever you did, remember. Remember. It's in your body. If the memory of this is still in your body, in the cells of your body. The power you gave to these instances and circumstances, to these people, to the culture, the adolescent culture, to your first dates and relationship experiences. What power you gave, what attention you gave, what you thought you were hoping for to be given to you. You looked for it outside of you to be validated, to be loved, to be cherished, to be seen as important and okay and good, worthy. You recalibrated your brain. You narrowed your focus. You felt rage, powerless rage. You felt terror and fear. What was going to happen? What could your future be? The intensity. Remember the intensity of it all. And now, as before, you realize you gave your power away there intensely. Or you stuffed your power into you to hide it intensely. Or you blasted to express yourself. You ran away to hide yourself. You did it all so intensely. You have an intense amount of power stuck there in your body, in the memories of these people and places and things. The traumas that happened there, so intense, you thought you were going to die. It was life or death. Take your power back now. Power, I gave you away. It is time now to return. Saying mentally, power, return to me. Power, return to me. And as this mist comes out of all the forms and circumstances and scenarios that are there, as this mist comes out of your body in the places of your wounding, it is cleansed, purified, enlightened, brightened, and comes to your heart now. You're going to bring your power back to your heart chakra, to that immune system that functions there with the thymus gland. Power, return to me. And we, and your unseen friends and your higher self, are going to work with pulling out the traumas, the patterns out of your cells, deep and out of your cells. We're going to be pulling them out and sending them into the vortex as you do this. Power, return to me, you say. Power, return to me. Let it come. Let it come clean and bright back to you now, back to your thymus gland, back to your immune center, back to your power of aliveness. Power, return to me. And it comes from everywhere, all over the place, from you and everywhere, to gather there in front of you. Bright now, cleaned, lightened, lifted, vibrationally. Let it come in now. Let it come in. Come on, let it in. Let it in. Receive your power. It's your power. Claim it. It's yours. With intensity, power, return to me. Power, return to me. Come on, let it come faster now. Faster, cleaning up faster. And as it comes into you and it fills you up, let it just fill you up. Let it tingle you. Let it vibrate you. Let it brighten every cell, every part of your body. Let it drench you. Let it infuse you with power, energy, the force of you, the strength of your soul and spirit, of you. Knowing that the patterns of trauma and pain, sorrow, loss, separation are dissolving. We are taking them, we're pulling them. And now, three in-breaths, once again, to suck in three times. To suck it in. Bring it into your chest. Bring it into your whole body. Bring it all in. Bring it completely in now. All your power from that time. And recognize now all the anger and the rage. Tell all of these people, all of these circumstances, your anger. And to do that, you must put them back out there again. You're not doing it because you're giving them power. This time, you're going to clear the images that come from your rage, your powerlessness, your futility, your frustration. Rather than rebel, let's let them have it now. Blast them. Just send your rage and anger out of your body. All the anger out of your cells. Come on. All the fear out of your cells. All the anger out of your cells. All the intensity out of your cells. All that. Let it come out. Let it come out now. And send it to them and blast them. Just see them all going boom, boom, boom. Blasting. Disappearing. As they get hit, they just poof and disappear. Until it's totally empty around you again. It is done. It's easy. Don't hold on. Oh yeah, if you want to work some more on it, feel free, but you don't have to. You can be done. You can be done with your body stuff. You can be done with your emotional stuff. You can be ready for a new life. And we've pulled out all sorts of trauma and craziness and old calibrations in your limbic brain. Now with us, get a nice deep breath and an exhale, and we're going to let it go out through the vortex and be done. And you're clean and you're clear. Now we know that there's been plenty of stuff that's happened in your life between the ages of 23 and where you are today. But this is the primal patterns that even if you suffer something today, here's where it had begun. And here's where it had to go, had to be disposed of. And here is where you need to accept the support of those who love you. You're surrounded by a sky filled with stars, each star being someone who loves you, ready to give to you. Give to you, not to give to you power or permission. That's all you can do. You are responsible now. You are empowered. You can give yourself permission to be healed. You can give yourself permission to unconditionally love yourself and to accept whatever wonderful healing is coming your way. You can choose now, as a powerful person, to be healthy, vital, and alive. To feel comfortable, safe, and secure in your body. You can choose it now. Choose it now. Let us all support you in your choice. All who love you on the other side, knowing that you will be supported on this side, on the physical side as well. Make your choice. Make your choice to be healed. To receive all the healing on every level, mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual, that you desire. Your choice. You're empowered. You can activate it. You can energize it. And you can allow it. And let us all, hundreds, perhaps thousands of us, stars twinkling with love, smiling at you, let us send you a beam of light. A beam of light to your heart. Let your higher self send you a beam of light from above, down through your crown to your heart. Let Mother Earth, who loves you unconditionally, send a beam of light from the earth underneath you, up into your root chakra, up to your heart. Let them all converge, hundreds, thousands of beams of light from those who love you. Mother Earth and higher self converge at your heart chakra. To activate and energize your choices in support of you. Receive. Let yourself be healed now. Let yourself be done with the limitations. Let us love you. Love you into the higher vibrations. Love you from the lower to the higher. We love all your vibrations. And we will lift you beyond the traumas, beyond the pain. If you've consciously released it, it is no problem anymore. So if you have something you would like to give us, a pain, a trauma, a memory, a fear, an anger, a physical debility, give it to us and we're just going to send it out on the vortex, that's all. Just give it to us. It won't hurt us, nor will it hurt the one who channels us. That's it. Just hand it over. You're done with it. You did your thing. You've done it. You let it go. You've taken your power back. You're ready to be a free person now, to love, to experience your true freedom in your power, and to feel safe and loved in your new reality, in your new life ahead. So just hand it over, whatever's left. See, there's not that much left now. Good for you. You did it. And here we go. We're going to clap and breathe and send it out through the vortex. And you can join us as well. One, two, three. It is done. And thank you. You did well. It is our pleasure working with you. Let yourself come back to body consciousness. Say to the body, hey, how do you feel now? You know, let yourself, you know, open up into the aliveness, knowing that there's a different future now ahead of you. You've changed the future. We've worked with you. We love working with your beautiful energies. Call us anytime. We will be with you. We don't have time and space. You do. So you call us whenever you want to. We'll be with you to support your choices, your power, your intention, your healing, your enlivening, your upliftment, and your awakening into the divine. We surround you, dear ones, as always, with our light and our love. Farewell.